Right, well, we're just the east of Carl's Platz.
We're going through Carl's Gate now.
We are, yes. And when was it? Can you tell me again when it was built?
1302, first erected in 1302.
First erected, yes. We were just saying this is a bit like London Bridge, you know, first erected sometime in the Roman period doesn't mean it's quite the same thing.
No.
I think there have been 6 more iterations of London Bridge, haven't there? Something? 5? Quite a few.
At least, I would argue.
Should we wander down here anyway?
Yes.
Round of applause, Mark.
Pardon?
Round of applause.
And hey!
Hey!
The flesh is willing and all that. Well, the mind is willing. As you can tell by the smell, there is a... Well, obviously not listeners, but Robert, there is a Batverse stand. On our left.
And do they do Vice Verst?
No, they do original Turinger roast Bat Verst.
Ah, Turinger.
I have no idea what that is either.
Where's a place?
Right, do you know where it is though?
It's in sort of mid Germany.
Yeah, anyway. So they look very nice.
Do they?
Yes. Well, yeah, but all sausages on the streets now look very nice.
It's true, yeah. I couldn't smell them, though.
No.
Always suspicious when I can't smell them.
Oh, I could.
Okay. It's slightly odd, I'm hearing the whole world through the microphone here.
Right. So, as you might guess, this is a major shopping street by the look of it.
Okay.
We have...
And there's lots of mush on the ground.
They've obviously quitted this place, which doesn't help at all. And we have a band who I don't know what they're representing.
You don't know what?
I don't know what they're representing other than themselves, if anything. So we might want to go to
them. Oh, I thought we might listen to them for a moment.
Yeah. Very energetic. I think we should give him
something. I think we should give him something. That's very good.
Reveal how much.
You got any of those coins I gave you yesterday? rather than the 50 notes that you...
No, I well, thank you, Robert.
just in case.
€2?
Yeah, go on. They're very good.
€50.
Where's that pot?
They're standing in the prison.
Around it.
I'll
tell you what, yeah. I'll wait here. Your feet?
Yeah. My feet always get cold for some reason.
Wow.
Well, they're not that. So where's Oberstlichen then?
Voiced Oberstlichen.
Oberstlichen. Oberstlichen.
Oberstlichen.
They got.
It's nice to
speak. Figures. that's their. They had a towel with an Oberstlichen coat of arms on them.
Oh.
They had arms on it. Which, of course, doesn't mean they're from Oberstlichen at all, but yeah.
Maybe it's their football team.
No. Well, it might be, but I've never heard of it in that case.
And you know of every football team in the world?
No, but I know every football team in the Bundesliga, I would argue.
Do you really?
Well, in the Bundesliga, which is top league, I...
Why?
Why? Because I'm a football fan, what do you think?
Strange people.
Again, you knew that already.
You know, it's ridiculous. I've got this wonderful foam thing on top of my microphone here, and I'm still getting wind noise.
Right.
And there's not even much wind.
There's a fair bit of wind. We're walking into it.
Yeah, that's true.
And they all...
Your...
Christmases.
No, Christmases. Okay, I'll try that again.
I think that's what
I can't remember the word. Yeah, I think you're probably right, but I can't remember the word.
Apparently starts with him saying it's a really sunny day here in LA.
Really?
but you know.
Well, it rhymes nicely.
I want to go because of course White Christmas was written in summer by a Jew in California.
Was it?
Yes.
Who was it written by?
Irving Berlin.
Oh, right, okay.
In fact, there was a whole thing at one point that somebody argued the reason there were no good Jewish holiday songs was they all wrote Christmas songs.
So, would you like to describe this shopping street for the listener?
Okay.
Whilst we walk.
It's a typical wide boulevard street with shops in it.
It's traffic free, isn't it?
It's traffic free. At least I hope it is. and it looks, you know, that it's a bit like Paris, and there's obviously some kind of ordinance that the building must look vaguely similar, certainly on one side of the road. The shop range from Zara to Swarovski, and Vodafone, and...
We've already had O2.
O2, and T-Mobile is in front of us.
Wow.
So there's obviously some phone, a lot of need for phone shops in Munich.
Möchten Sie einen Handy?
No. Nein. Ich habe einen Handy.
Do we think it's masculine, feminine? I made it up, but...
Oh, did you?
I've got no idea.
I don't know what it is in German.
What was it?
Mobile, is it?
It's handy.
It's handy.
It's handy.
Oh, you made up the gender.
I made up the gender, yeah.
That's the Augustina, which I think is a...
Ah.
Did you say that was a beer cellar?
Is it the Augustinia Keller, that one?
Well, I'm presuming it's a restaurant on it.
Ah, right, yeah. Because Augustinia is one of the breweries, one of the main breweries.
Oh, it's a beer cellar as well, yeah.
Ah. Well, that could be it. It's meant to be very good.
Well, if you fancy.
If that is the one.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Well, unless it's just like, you know, pubs in Britain where
no,
they...
No. It's actually written on the stone. So, if anything is the Augustine beer colour, it is the Augustine, it is this one.
Well, we could go and try. What did you fancy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have no problem with it.
Now, remind me. Glühwein, then beer, feeling...
I don't know what query that George, but, feeling slept, I think, is the best translation I can do.
Glühwein, what's then?
Glühwein, Dan?
Glühwein, Glühwein, Zoo.
No,
Dan.
Dan or Danach?
Danach.
And then?
Glühwein, Danach, beer, feeling?
Ich fühle schlecht.
Ich fühle schlecht. Oh, we're so good at this.
Which works in German, but unfortunately doesn't work in the mnemonic.
It doesn't rhyme very well, does it?
No. Oh, it's not a beer keller, it's a beer haller.
It's a beer haller, yeah. Yes, I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
Minor difference.
Yeah.
One's upstairs, one's downstairs.
Yeah. This is Edgar Schloss, I would argue.
Yeah. No, I end up ish yeah. There. Just.
Yeah.
Right, hold on a moment. I'm going to stop this recording so I'm not wandering into the microphone, which may look a little odd.
Yeah.